Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Baba Batra, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Bet, near the bottom of the Amud, continuing with this series of Agadot. and it's the editorial note, the Siman, more stories of Rabba Bar Barchana. V'yama Rabba Bar Barchana. We have a little linguistic note a little later provided to us by the Rashbam about his name. But in the meantime, Zimna Chara Havikaz Linan B'Madbara. I was traveling in the desert. We were traveling in the desert. V'itlami Bahadan Hahutayan. A certain Arab joined us. This Arab's going to be quite a guide here. V'shakil Afra Umorachle. He would take dirt and smell it. V'amar Ha'orcha Duduchtaplan V'ha'orcha Luduchtaplan. This road would lead us to that city, and this road will lead us to that place. Amrina Leikam Rachakinim Maya. So we said to him, how far are we from the water? Because it's the desert. V'amarlan Havuli Afra. He said, give me some dirt. Havina Le, we gave him. V'amarlan Tamne Parse. We're 8 parsaot away from water. We'll assume the water is an oasis. Tanenan V'avinan Le. Later on, we did it again. Amarlan Rachakinim Klata Parse. Now we're 3 parsaot away. We took different dirt and tested him out. We couldn't beat him. In other words, he really knew his stuff. Okay, Amarli. So now let's hear about this expert who can smell the dirt. I'm going to show you where the Metei Midbar are, meaning the Jews who died, the Bnei Yisrael who died in the desert during the 40 years. Metei Midbar, although a general term, is used in Agadot Chazal often to refer to those who died during the 40 years as a result of Gzerat HaMeraglim. Azlis, we went, Chazitinu, we saw them, Vidamu Kamandi Mibasmi, they looked like people who were drunk, Viganu Aparkid, and sleeping on their back, Vahave Zakifa Birke de Chadminai, one of them had his knee up in the air, Vahayel Tayaa Tute Birke, and the Arab went under the knee, Kirachiv Gamla, while riding on a camel, Uzakifa Romche, and his spear lifted aloft, straight up in the air, Velo Nagabe, didn't touch the knee, that's how big they were. So I cut off the corner of one of the tzitzit of one of these Metei Midbar, and we couldn't continue moving. So the Arab said to me, did you take something from one of them? Ahadre, sort of grave robbing. Ahadre, give it back. The Gemiri, we have a tradition, evidently out here in the desert. Demand shakel midi minayu. If somebody takes anything from them, lo mistagile. You can't keep walking. Azli adarte. So I went back and I put it back. You can't stitch it back, but I put it back. Father mistagile. And then we were able to walk. Katoy lekame de rabbanon. I came back and I told the rabbanon about this. Amrule. They told me, kol Abba Chamara. Now his name is Rabba Bar Barchana. And as the Rashbam points out, anybody whose name is Rabba is really Rabbi Abba. All right, so he says Ravina, for instance, is Rav Avina. He doesn't point out, but we also know that the famous Rava is Ravi Abba. So I call Abba Chamra, which means you're a donkey. The whole Bar Barchana, anybody who's called Bar Barchana is Sikhsa, is an idiot, is a crazy person. Meaning, Lamai Yochata Avadatachi, why did you take the tzitzit from him? From the dead guy. Did you want to find out whether we paskin, they paskin? The truth is, like Beit Shammai, which is 4 strings, okay, Beit Hillel, 3 strings, the Machloket Masachet Menachot. If you wanted to, you could have just counted the strings that they had without taking it. In other words, the Rabbanan are making fun of Rabbi Barchana, saying that the only possible purpose you could have had in taking the tzitzit was to find out halacha. You could have done it without taking it. Amarli, back to the Arab. Ta'achrilach Har Sinai. Let me show you Har Sinai. Azali, we went. Chazoi da Hadrale Akraba. We saw that it was surrounded by scorpions. V'kaima ki chamare chivarte. And the scorpions were standing up like white donkeys. Shamati batkol shomerat. And I heard a batkol saying, Oy li shenishbati. Woe to me, this is God speaking, that I took an oath. V'achshav shenishbati mime fairly. And now I took the oath. Who is going to repudiate the oath, revoke the oath for me? And so, as the Rashbam points out, this is the oath to exile his children. Ki atoy lekamei, the Rabbanan, so I came to the Rabbanan. Amruli, again, kol Abba Chamar, kol Barba Barchana, Sikhsa, again, they told him he was a fool. Hayal chalomar mufalach, you should have said, I repudiate Abba Chacham, and I'm mamay for your neder. V'hu savar, what did Rabbi Barchana think? Dilma shvuata de mabuhu. Maybe it was God's having taken the oath to never destroy the world again after the mabul, and is looking to destroy the world and get out of it. For Rabbanan, why were the Rabbanan so sure that it was a negative oath that should have been revoked? Imkein oili lama, why would God say oili, woe to me, if it's because he wants to do something bad? Oili is that he's withheld from doing something good, like redeeming his children. Amarli, the Arab again, said to me, now we're going to assume, for following the story, that Rabbi Rachana took this trip through the desert and had all these stops, and he interjects in his telling what happened after each happened after the trip with each retelling to the Rabbanan, when he told about the about Har Sinai, when he told them about the tzitzit, etc. Amarli, to'achvilach bluei the Korach. Let me show you where the people who were swallowed up in Korach's rebellion are. Chazoi tre binza eva habu kamapki kutra. He showed him two indentations in the earth, and smoke was coming out from there, geothermal heat. Shkal givana damra. So he took a ball of wool, v'amshina b'maye, soaked it in water. Uda itzite b'rosha derumcha. He stuck it onto the edge of his spear, v'ayle hatav, and he put it in there. Chiapik, when he took it out, havi'ichra chichuchi, it was all singed. So it must be very hot. It was able to singe heavily soaked wool. Amarli, the Arab then said to me, Atzeit my shamat. Listen to what you heard. What did you hear when you put it down there? Ushmait avu amrin, and I heard them say, or else he was saying, listen now to what you're hearing. Ushmait avu amrin, I heard them saying down there, these are Blue A. Korach, this is Datan and Aviram, and their families. Moshe v'torato emet v'hein badain. Moshe and his Torah are truth, and we are liars. Amarle, kol tlatin yome mahadilahu gehenom lahacha kevasa bakalachat. Says Gehenim turns them over every 30 days like meat on a spit. And what they say every time is, Moshe v'torato emet v'hein badain. We got here for that monthly recitation. Parenthetically, if you take a look at the very end of Yeshayahu, the very last two psukim in Yeshayahu, we really get an allusion to the idea of a monthly cycle in Gehenna. Amarli. So then the Arab told me, To'ach v'lachecha d'nashki ara urkia adadi. Let me show you where the earth and the sky kiss each other, literally. What I mean was they meet. Shkalta l'sitoya, so I took my basket, anachta b'chavta d'rakia. I put it in a window of the rakia. Adem atzalina, before I was even able to daven, be'ite v'lo ashkechite. I looked for it, I couldn't find it. Very hard to understand what we're talking about here. Aminale, I said to the Arab, eka ganavi hachar, the ganavim here? Evidently, at the edge of the earth. Amarli, hai galgala d'rakia have dahadar. This is the orbit of the firmament that's moving. Natar al Mamachar, wait till tomorrow at this time. Hacha umishkachat line, you'll find it again, it'll come back. Okay, that's the end of Rabbi Barchana's series. Quite a fascinating series. Now we hear from other Chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan Mishtar. Rabbi Yochanan told the story. Zimnachada have ka'azilna bisfinta. I was on a boat once. Zimnachada kavra, I saw a fish. The apke l'resha miyamah, lifted its head out of the sea. V'damyan eine ketrei siari, its eyes looked like two moons. Unafutz maya mitarte zime ketrei mabre de sura, and water was coming out of its two spouts, like the falls or like the water sources in sura. Now, how does Rabbi Yochanan know about mabre sura? They must have been famous, because as far as you know, Rabbi Yochanan was a total Eretz Yisrael dicker. Rav Safra Mishtai, Rav Safra told the story, Zimnachada have ka azlina bi azlinan bisfinta, we're on a boat, v'chazina hu kavra da afke l'resha miyame, a fish picked its head out of the water, have le karne v'chaki kale, he had horns, and on the horns were engraved the following, ani b'riyak kala, I am a small little insignificant creature, shabayam, v'avinan plant me a parsti, I'm 300 parsel pig. Now I'm going right into the mouth of the Leviathan. This is going to take us now to the Leviathan. And for food. That's called the goat of the sea. That it is would mix up and dig into the sea, and it also had horns to use it for that. Horns on a fish. Rabbi Yochanan Mishtar, Rabbi Yochanan then told the following story. Zimnachar Avikazlin Misfinta were on a boat. Chazinai Kartalita. Kartalita evidently is some sort of a chest. Tabukumikambi ba avanim tovot margaliot. There are all sorts of precious jewels in there. There were fish that were called kreshe, that may have been sharks, that were surrounding it. So it's some sort of special treasure. Nachit bar amoroi latuye. Some non-Jew went down to get it. Or gashuvai l'shamte latme. He felt that they were trying to rip off his leg. Shada zika dechala unachat. He threw some vinegar at them, and they went away. It was like a sack or something of vinegar. Nafak bat kol amar lanzo. Bat kol went out and said, "My id lachu bahadi kartelita. What are you doing with this chest? The vitu de Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. This belongs to the wife of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza was famous as a very poor charismatic from the Galil. The stories have been famously mainly in Masachet Tanit. His wife was very poor. And the idea was that Tida de Shad de Tchelta Baal de Tzadik Alam Adate. This is where they're going to get Tzadikim, Tchelet for the Tzadikim in the future world. Meaning, she suffered terribly in this world, and this is her reward, and why are you taking her reward from her? This is buried away for her in the world to come. Rav Yehuda Hindua. Rav Yehuda, a particular Rav Yehuda, was from India. Mishtai told the following. Zimna chada havei azil misfinta. We were on a boat once. Fachazina ahu even tava tavei hadir lai tanina. We saw a particular precious stone that was surrounded by serpents. Nachit bar morai latuya. Again, one of the non-Jews went down to try to get it. Ata tanina kabala bayim amivu la sfinta. So the serpent came and wanted to swallow the boat. Ata pishkansa. So now we have a raven again. Psake lereshe, cut off the head of the serpent. Itapichu maya v'habudama, the water turned to blood. Ata tanina, we had frogs earlier in the story. Now we've got them. Ata tanina chavre shkale v'tali levechaya. So another serpent came and picked up the serpent and picked it up and he came back to life. he took the rock and he put it on the dead serpent. I handed it on the dead serpent, and the serpent came back to life. And evidently, this also kept the water from going further to blood. Hadarata kabai balo tzfinta. He wanted to swallow the boat again. Hadarata tzipara paskal reshe. Now another bird came and cut off his head. Shkalu alahu eventava shadu al tzfinta. And then they took the precious jewel and threw it on the boat, so that they couldn't bring back the serpent, as the birds did this. We had some birds with us. Otvinu alayhu, they took the stone itself. Shkalu farchu lahu ba'adan, and then they flew off with it. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Maaseh b'Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Yoshua. We go to Chachamim, we're very familiar with the earlier period. Shayu b'ayin b'sfinan. By the way, Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua traveling on a boat. There are numerous stories about them traveling to Rome. Vayar Reb Eliezer Yashen Reb Yeshua Neor. Reb Eliezer was sleeping, Reb Yeshua was awake, and evidently they're right near each other. He's Dazar Reb Yeshua. Reb Yeshua suddenly started shaking. You know, Reb Eliezer, that woke Reb Eliezer up. Amarlo Maza Yeshua. Neman is Dazata. Why are you shaking? Why'd you wake me up, basically? Marlo Maor Gador Raitabiyam. I saw a huge light in the sea. Amarlo Shebe Nav Shalivyatan Raita. Maybe you saw the eyes of the Livyatan. This is the description going to Sefer Iyov. Much of the famous last speech in Iyov, God's last speech in Iyov, is devoted to a description of the Leviathan and the Behemah Gedolah, the big, huge land animal that God created. And so we're going to see a number of the psukim from that part of Iyov invoked here. Amar Rashi, Amar Lihuna. Barnatan, Zimna Chan Avikaz Linim Madbar. Once we were going in the desert, Avi Atma de Bisra Badan. We had a leg of flesh. We had a leg of an animal as food. Tachna Menakirna Vanachna Aispe. So, first of all, we opened it up and we were Menakir, which means we took the Gidan Nasha and the net and the necessary fats out. And then we put it down on grass. And by Tidan Sive, before we were able to bring wood in order to now cook it, Chalamatma. Suddenly the thigh healed. It's sealed up. Tavina, and then we roasted it. Kihadron levata tresi yarcheshata. We came back 12 months later to the spot where we had this food. Chazinu lahanu gumre davu kamalachashi. We saw that the coals were still glowing. We came to our member and told him this. Amarli hahu ispa, that grass that you used, samtere have, it's called samtere, which is a particular kind of grass, sam chayim, it's like an elixir of life, and that's why the embers are still glowing. Hanu gumre derit bahavu, and the coals were coals from a rotem, all right, which is a retama bush, and those just last forever. Okay, Rabbi Limit the Tanim HaGedolim. This is now in Breishit Aleph. God creates the Taninim, which we translate as serpents, but here they are like sea monsters. Hacha Tagimu Azile Diyama. So here in Bavel we translate Tanim Gedolim as like the Re'imim, the beasts of the sea. Biochamar Zeli V'yatan Nachash Briach V'yatan Nachash HaKalaton, who are mentioned in that famous passage in Yeshayahu about the two kinds of Leviathan, Shinemar Bayomahu, Ifkor Adonai Bechaboa Kasha, and in the rest of that Pasuk, Vagdolah Hazakal Leviathan Nachash Briach, Leviathan Nachash Akalaton, Ragatatin Yasher Bayam, and it's called the Tanim there, and that's in Yeshayahu Chaf Zayin. Okay, so now more about that. Amar Yudam Araf, Kol Mashra Kodesh Baruch Bolamo Zachar Nikva Baram, everything God created male and female. One of them is male, one of them is female. If they would ever get together and reproduce, they destroy the whole world. How did God stop this? And this, of course, is a very interesting notion, that God created something that could be so destructive, and God has to intervene to stop it, as opposed to just not creating it that way. He castrated or rendered unfit for reproduction the male, for Agam Akiva, and then he killed the female, Umlachal at Tzadikim, Latid Lavo. And he salted it away for Tzadikim, and they're going to eat that Latid Lavo. And of course, the question is, once you, either one of those is enough. If you kill the female, the male's ability to reproduce doesn't mean anything. If you make the male unable to reproduce, then the female doesn't have to die. That's the end of that pasuk in Yeshayahu. This phrase behemot baharei aleph, which is a reference to the behemah gdola in Yov. Again, they're male and female. If they'd ever get together, they destroy the world. What did God do? He again castrated the male, but here he froze the female and kept her latilavo, didn't salt her. This is in that passage about the animal in Eov. This is the male. His strength is in the muscles of his stomach. So Zon Nekeva, who would have the ability to reproduce otherwise. So why not just take the Nekeva and freeze her in the case of the Leviathan? The answer is dagim pritzi. Dagim, fish, always able to reproduce. So we really do have to kill the nekeva. And this is answering the question I mentioned before. Liavid ipcha. So why don't we do the opposite, which is to also kill the behema female by telling nekeva malicha mali, that for a nekeva salting it is actually better, and we want to really kill it. That it says in Tehilim Kuf Dalet that you have created this Leviathan to play with, not appropriate for that to be the Nekeva, so therefore he keeps the Leviathan Zachar around and kills the Leviathan Nekeva. So why not salt the Nekeva? So Kavra Malicha Mali, a fish that's salted is better. Beast for Malicha Lomali, but for meat it's better actually to freeze it. God was about to create the world. Amar l'sar shel yam, he spoke to the angelic minister over the sea. Ptach picha uvla kol meimot shebaolam. Open up your mouth and swallow up all the waters so that there will be land. Amar l'fanam amar shalom. Dai shamod b'sheli. I'll just keep my part. He says, let me keep the sea. So it's an interesting notion. The sea was everywhere, and that means the Tsar Shel Yam should have control everywhere, or it should have dominion everywhere. And then he says, let me just keep my part. In any case, we have the sea. Miad ba'at po v'har go. So God killed the Tsar Shel Yam. Shnemar v'chocho v'aga yam v'tvenato machatz rahav. So Yitzchak Shema Mina Tsaro Shel Yam Rahav Shmo. So you see, Rahav, who is mentioned as something akin to the Leviathan, is actually Tsaro Shel Yam. If it weren't for the fact that water covers him up, it smells so bad that nobody could stand the smell, but the water covers it up. Interesting, the pasuk in Yeshayahu, that they will not render evil in my entire mountain. The water, the world will be filled with knowledge, just like the water covers the sea. It's suddenly about the water covering up the Rahav. It covers up the Tsaro Shel Yam. The Yarden comes from the cave at Banyas. That's where the Yarden starts. Of course, we're familiar with the headwaters of the Yarden coming down from the Hermon and even mountains much further north, but that the source of the Yarden, the headwaters here, come from the spring at Banyas. It goes through those seas, and then it ultimately makes its way to the Mediterranean. And then it comes into the mouth of the Leviathan. This is in Eov again. The Leviathan is sure because the Yarden is going to shoot into its mouth. But that's not talking about the Leviathan. That's talking about the animal in Eov. When are the animals, that animal, so secure? When the Yarden is shooting into the mouth of the Leviathan. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We have more stories about creation, about sea monsters, etc., to take us through the final installment of this podcast presentation of the Agadot of Mocheret HaSfinah. We should have a wonderful day.